Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Katya Harrison. It's your turn to go first today.
Good morning.
And WBJC's Mary Zajac. Nice to see you as well.
Nice to see you, Jonathan.
I'm Jonathan Polevsky. It's always time for me to go third. So ladies, we are talking about cocktails. It's Cocktails 101, Chapter 3. And today we talk about Fizz or Collins. This is courtesy of Lisa Futterman from the Tribune, and this is reprinted by the Baltimore Sun. We said we would make these cocktails and taste them, and by gosh, a panel of three people who may or may not be experts are doing just that. So our last two cocktails were heavy hitters, and they were really intense. This is the complete opposite end of the spectrum. It's a gin buck. It is 1.5 ounces of gin, an ounce of lemon juice, and ginger beer to taste, or ginger ale. Ginger beer is more interesting, I think, always than ginger ale. Just a personal preference of ours, I think. Katya Harrison, what do you think?
I love the name. Mm-hmm. Gin buck.
Gin buck.
It just doesn't feel like a gin buck. Mm-hmm. I would think with the name gin buck that it would have a little more, I don't know, more of the buck. Or more of the
it
gin.
It needs antlers.
Yes.
So you're passing on the buck.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that I'm not getting much alcohol in this. And first of all, that makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's refreshing. It's very much like lemonade, but I'm afraid that I could just keep drinking this stuff and then bad things could happen.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, though, if you used a gin that has more of a juniper quality to it, I wonder if that might change it up a little bit.
Right. We use Tanqueray 10, which is a citrus-based gin in a citrus-based drink. So that creates, I think, sameness, and you wanted a bit of contrast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, and I love gin,
yeah,
too.
Right. Mary Zajac, for
right.
you?
And you don't taste enough of the gin
yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
To me, it tastes a bit like Sprite, mm-hmm. which is not one of my favorite tastes. Like, Katya, like if it's going to be alcoholic, I want a little bit of a kick, not mm-hmm. so much to throw me off my game. But as we pointed out off mic, in a different season, on a hot day, afternoon, it might appear more refreshing, but to me it's just a little dull.
Mm-hmm. You don't sing Christmas carols in July, as it were, you know, drinking this in the bleak midwinter. I have the whole carol going through my in the bleak midwinter. You don't drink this. And so it is a little off season. I agree it needs a little more personality, but remember, summer is coming, as they don't say on Game of Thrones, and it's going to be 110 degrees eventually with global warming, and we're going to want this on the porch, and we're going to enjoy it.
I'd be willing to try it in
yeah.
July.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to like this.
You're going to like this in July, I'm telling you. Summer
All
is
right.
coming. But what a totally different cocktail and a totally different personality. So thank you, Lisa Futterman from the Chicago Tribune, and thank you, Baltimore Sun, for reprinting this. And these were the Fizz or Collins families. This was the gin buck. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Katya Harrison.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.